Good morning, welcome to this EconFin Daily Podcast. 欢迎你来到我的播客节目。Happy Monday, 又是一个新的星期开始了。I wish you had a great weekend, and you are ready for a brand new week. Let's take a look at some latest global news stories. The first one is about a crypto market. Bitcoin drops below $20,000 as crypto sell-off quickens. It's from Associated Press.Bitcoin fell below the psychologically important threshold of $20,000 on Saturday for the first time since late 2020, in a fresh sign that the sell-off in cryptocurrencies is deepening. The price of the most popular cryptocurrency had plunged as much as 9.7% to less than $18,600 by late afternoon on the East Coast, according to the cryptocurrency news site CoinDesk. At some points during the day, it was below $18,000.第一则新闻呢是有关于加密货币的，来自于联合社。加密货币市场的下跌在周末正在加剧，比特币更是在周六呢跌破了重要的心理关口$20,000，这是自2020年来的最低点。
The second piece is about a shopping weekend in China. China's JD.com posts slowest growth ever in 618 shopping event. It's from Reuters. Total sales by China's e-commerce giant JD.com rose 10.3% over the 18 days to Sunday during the first major shopping festival since a recent COVID-19 outbreak, the company said, sharply down from the 2021 event's growth of 27.7%. This year's figure was the slowest for the retailer, showing how consumer appetite in the world's second largest economy has been hit by lockdowns to halt the Omicron variant of the coronavirus and the slowing economic conditions.
第二则新闻呢，则是有关于618的。虽然京东公司整体的销售额在本周末结束的618活动里呢上涨了10.3%，但这是多年来公司业务增长最慢的一次。2021年的增长呢是27.7%。COVID outbreak 呢还是给整体的商业环境带来了不小的影响。
The third piece is about Elon Musk. Bumpy road ahead for Elon Musk as Tesla faces losing world's biggest electronic car maker crown, study says.It's from Yahoo News. Tesla faced losing its crown as the world's biggest electric car maker to Volkswagen by 2024, according to a new research. A study by Bloomberg Intelligence expects the German giant to double production to more than 2 million battery-powered vehicles in 2024, overtaking Tesla. Rising battery costs and limited production capacity meant most other competitors, including Ford and General Motors,lacked an incentive to catch up as quickly as Volkswagen, the report said. Tesla is therefore likely to remain the biggest EV seller in the US for some time.
第三则新闻呢，则是有关于特斯拉的，来自于 Yahoo News. Bloomberg Intelligence 最近发布的一项报告呢，说根据他们的统计，随着德国大众汽车不断加大对其电动汽车业务的投入，到2024年他们将取代特斯拉成为最大的电动汽车制造商。
The fourth piece is about climate.Europe heatwave. France braces for record-breaking temperatures as Spain battles for forest fires. It's from Guardian. France, Spain, and other Western European nations braced for a sweltering weekend that is set to break records and spark concern about the forest fires and effects of climate change. Temperatures already nudged over 40 Celsius in parts of France on Friday.The weather on Saturday will represent a peak of June heatwave that is in line with warnings from scientists that such phenomena will now hit earlier than usual because of climate change. Temperatures are due to relent slightly from Sunday, with thunderstorms forecast in parts of France and elsewhere in Europe.
第四则新闻是有关于气候的，来自于 Guardian。随着夏季的到来呢，热浪又开始席卷欧洲。法国、西班牙等国本周末的最高气温呢都达到了40度。同时呢，气象学家警告，气候变化呢会让这样的热浪到来的越来越早。
The last star is about tech. Rest in peace, Internet Explorer. Microsoft's legacy browser is now gone for good. It's from CNET. Microsoft ended support for Internet Explorer on Wednesday, putting its aging web browser out of pasture after nearly 27 years.A South Korean software engineer marked the moment by spending 430,000 won on a headstone emblazoned with Internet Explorer's stylized E logo and a cheeky engraving, Reuters reported. He was a good tool to download other browsers, it reads, referring to the joke that people only use the dated Internet Explorer to install other modern ones like Google Chrome.
最后一则新闻呢，则是有关于科技行业的。微软于上周结束了其对互联网浏览器 IE 的支持，也结束了该产品27年的历史。一位韩国的软件工程师呢，更是花了$330为 IE 设立了一个墓碑，以纪念这款里程碑式的应用软件正式退出历史舞台。
That's all for today's news stories. 你可以在今天的 show notes 里找到这些新闻的摘要，也可以参考同名公众号里完整的文字版。同时在 show notes 和公众号里呢，也提供了一些单词的中英文解释，供你做参考。
Alright, that's all for today's program. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. 非常感谢你的收听，今天节目就到这里了，我们下期再见。